This is Entertainment Spotlight here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. It's the opening of the long-awaited movie 50 Shades of Grey from the enormously popular book, and I'll have to say they did a great job with the advertising and promotion for it. The book 50 Shades of Grey has sold over 100 million copies. And let me be clear up front so that there's no hint of me having a conflict here. I did write a book on BDSM, and I was really close. This could have been a huge seller. I was so close. It was set in a college campus, and it was about a teacher. It was called 50 Grades of Shay. I was so close. Instead of 100 million copies, it wound up selling 12, and I bought 11 of those. I have many friends who have, people whose opinion I respect, a number of people who have some knowledge about BDSM, and pretty much they all tell me that it's crap. That seems to be the consensus among people who know anything about BDSM. But now we've got a movie. And here's the problem with movies here in the United States. They have to be very, very tame. One of the things that I know was in the book is orgasms. The main female character has orgasms. In the movie, she doesn't. Now, there's a scene in book where she has an orgasm just from nipple play. And I know women who do orgasm just from nipple play. Seen it happen. Been there and helped facilitate it. But for a movie about sex, it's kind of strange that there's no orgasms. But if they had female orgasms, this movie would probably get an NC-17. It is a movie about sex with a two-hour runtime, with only 15 minutes of actual sex, and you don't see any visible genitals, and there really isn't much in the way of nudity. In fact, in most of the sex scenes, Jamie Dornan keeps his pants on. Part of the problem is the MPAA, which has standards that are not defined. So if you cross their undefined boundaries, you get an NC-17, which means distributing your film is very, very difficult. And these are just bizarre things. For example, thrusting. If you want an R rating, you can get maybe 3 seconds of thrusting in there. But if you have many seconds of thrusting, even just 30 seconds of thrusting, well, you're going to get an NC-17. And if the couple is completely naked, doesn't matter. You're going to get an NC-17. Oral sex on a man, maybe you'll get an R for that. Oral sex where the woman is receiving, you're into NC-17. Territory. Show all the breasts you want, hey, that's great. Show a man's penis for more than a second or two, or even a female crotch for more than a second or two, just people walking around naked, that can get you an NC-17. It has to go by so quick you almost miss it. And believe it or not, this would get an R rating, primarily because the couple's kind of in a relationship. And if you're in a marriage, you can get away with more. The MPAA is actually more inclined to give you an NC-17 if the couple isn't married or in a serious relationship. So that's the seriously distorted terrain we live in when you're trying to make a sex movie, and that's why America, in general, makes absolutely terrible sex-themed movies. Now, I personally have a lot of problems with what's going on in this movie. First of all, it's not a educational film. You would no more learn about BDSM from this film and then go try it than you would watching the Fast and Furious series to bone up on your driver's test. And for people in the kink community, this movie just gets it wrong, flat out wrong. First of all, I would never, ever, ever think it appropriate to try to introduce a virgin to BDSM. And that's what Anna is. She's a virgin. She's totally inexperienced. She is not ready for BDSM. And to try to introduce her to that in the naive state that she is in, I think is abusive and inappropriate. Now, here's a dirty little secret. A lot of women really get off on movies that depict things that are abusive and inappropriate. It's a fantasy. It's not something that they'd ever really want to do. And that's an important thing to keep in mind. But there are parts of BDSM that they might really want to do. But part of the problem in this film is there's so much emphasis on pain. People think that BDSM is about pain, but that's really not what it's about. It's about intensity. And there's all sorts of different kinds of experiences that people are looking for. Anna is not interested in BDSM. She has to be coerced into it. I think that any responsible player is going to want to find a partner for whom this is something they are interested in. And I'll tell you, there is a strong, strong pull to this type of sexual play for the people who do have that attraction to it. It's not something they'll just put up with for a partner. It's something they're drawn to. It's something they're compelled to do. It's something that they get a lot out of and a lot of intensity, and it's a powerful sexual experience. It could even be a need. I have one woman that I play with says, no, I don't really like that, but I need it. But I really don't think BDSM play should be done for someone else just because they like it. To be on the submissive end of things is something you should kind of move into slowly if that is what you are interested in, but it is never something that you should do just to please your partner. That's ridiculous. And this whole big part of the films and the book is him trying to get her to sign this contract where she becomes his submissive. She's inexperienced. She doesn't know what she wants, what she likes, what she's doing. You would never do this kind of contract thing. And let me tell you, most people into BDSM don't do the contract nonsense. What they do is a lot of discussion and negotiation about what the other person likes, expects, or wants. There's a sheet we have, it's several pages long, I was listing all these different kink practices. And when you're playing with a new submissive, you let them go over that and kind of check off what things they're interested in. And then you kind of know where to go with them, what kind of play is going to be appealing to them. But the way that it takes place in this film is ridiculous. You wouldn't want to do it that way. That's just a bad practice. So I think it's great that BDSM is getting introduced to a lot of people, and boy, hey, howdy, are the sex tours making a lot of money off this thing. But pretty much everything you learn about BDSM from this film is going to be wrong. Fortunately, in the BDS community, they're very good about teaching. There's classes in your community. There's a lot of good books out there. You can get a lot of information online. BDSM can be a safe and consensual form of play between consenting adults, but it's something you really want to learn a little bit about first. And this movie and the books aren't going to teach you anything useful.